The global supply chain and international mobility networks are confronting a severe dual operational shock following the official WHO Ebola PHEIC Declaration 2026 announcement. As the expanding Bundibugyo virus Ebola outbreak intensifies along the border of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, and Uganda, international administrative barriers have hardened instantly. Today, Friday, May 22, 2026, the United States executed an immediate, sweeping 30-day travel restriction on foreign nationals who have recently transited through the affected regions. This sudden regulatory firewall is forcing multinational enterprise treasuries and global logistics providers to rapidly activate emergency contingency sheets to deal with the immediate economic fallout. Operational realities of the WHO Ebola PHEIC Declaration 2026. Unlike previous public health emergencies dominated by the Zaire Ebola virus, which were successfully managed via targeted ring vaccination protocols using approved ERVEBO vaccines, the active 2026 crisis is driven by the rare Bundibugyo virus strain. The biological reality of this strain introduces unique structural risk variables for border control engines following the WHO Ebola PHEIC Declaration 2026. The diagnostic and vaccine vacuum. There are currently no FDA-approved or globally licensed vaccines or targeted therapeutics capable of neutralizing the Bundibugyo strain. Containment relies entirely on physical isolation, intense trace-back networks, and aggressive supportive clinical care. Urban infiltration risks. The emergency announcement was accelerated after international spread markers were confirmed outside the initial epicenter of Ituri Province, DRC. Active cases have now been documented in high-density metropolitan hubs like Kampala, the Ugandan capital, Kinshasa, and via medical transport as far as Germany, signaling to border agencies that localized regional quarantines are no longer self-contained. The U.S. entry ban. In an aggressive preemptive maneuver, Washington's 30-day travel restriction blocks entry to non-U.S. citizens who have been physically present within the DRC, Uganda, or South Sudan during the preceding 21-day incubation window. Concurrently, all arriving U.S. citizens with regional travel history are being diverted to specialized diagnostic screening hubs. The logistics shockwave. Regional compliance matrix. The introduction of biological and border filters has immediately increased processing times and insurance overhead along the northern and central transport corridors of East Africa. Transit jurisdiction, node active advisory baseline enforced 2026 emergency status operational supply chain impact United States ports of entry level 1/3 travel notices 30-day foreign national ban absolute disruption to corporate personnel transfers and technical consulting lines. Uganda DRC border gates standard customs clearance mandatory driver thermal screens 48 to 72 hour cargo backlogs forming at primary commercial arterial junctions. Inbound European hubs enhanced passive monitoring active point of entry sorting increased customs clearance latency for time sensitive air cargo lines. East African shipping corridors standard actuarial baselines emergency risk premium surcharges underwriters applying 12% to 18% cost spikes to offset cargo detention liabilities. Measuring systemic drag. Plain text logistical friction formula to help corporate risk management desks and automated enterprise supply chains accurately model these disruptions within digital CMS systems without triggering database script errors. The added overhead is tracked using a direct, system-friendly plain text math framework. Logistical friction score equals sum of checkpoint delay days times 1 plus restriction multiplier times regional corridor vulnerability plus natural log 1 plus delayed cargo volume divided by nominal operating capacity. To map this model directly into standard asset management fields, checkpoint delay days. The incremental asset latency duration induced by mandatory physical and biological screening lines at border checkpoints. Restriction multiplier. The sovereign restriction index, statutorily locked at 1.0 for countries under an absolute travel ban and 0.0 for unrestricted lanes. Regional corridor vulnerability. The structural vulnerability coefficient of the transit corridor, heavily weighted by local infrastructure density, alternative route availability, and local security profiles. Delayed cargo ratio, the real-time mathematical ratio.